I want to live either on either coast, either in California or New York, or stay in New Jersey or whatever, and buy season tickets to the Yankees and the Eagles and just relax, I guess. And, you know, I guess, you know, donating to philanthropies, even though it's not as good as
that. That's all right, yeah. Just throw it up. Yeah, 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 certain, like, philanthropic effort.
Still a great pageant answer.
I guess I'll donate to charity.
And just enjoy my time with my family, I guess.
Good.
And friends.
Good, good, good. You have siblings?
No, I'm an only child. Well, I have a half brother. He lives in California. Uh-huh. My mom lives in California too.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid. Let's hear.
If I had an unlimited budget, I would travel the world and just. I love to eat. So, my dream has always been to work for Travel Channel. So.
Do some, like, Anthony Bourdain type stuff.
Yeah, and just go around the world and experience a bunch of different things while eating my way through it.
That's awesome.
That's actually really cool. I think everybody would agree, like, that's I've heard a lot of, like, travel stuff, but I've never, well, first of all, I've never heard anything that you guys have said so far, so this is all unique, but folks have mentioned traveling. Nobody said anything about, like, just traveling and eating and drinking everything. Like, I wanted, that'd be so awesome just to be Anthony Bourdain.
Oh my gosh.
Just travel, eat, and drink, whatever. It's great. Let's hear it. What you got?
If I had unlimited money, I would pay some, like, major news network to make me a foreign correspondent. And just, like, take over, like, Anderson Cooper's job and go, like, report, like, breaking news or something.
Go save, like, a Haitian child from, you know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Like, that was dramatic looking, like, oh, man.
He just picked that. It's a god among men.
That little boy had, like, blood gushing from his head, and Anderson was like,
and there's silver
from doing
socks.
A live shot to, like, picking him up. He was like, are you all right? Are you all right?
And then did you see the one where he was in, I think he was, like, in Gaza, and, like, the bomb explodes behind him?
No.
And he just, like, casually just, like, looks over his shoulder and is like, that bomb was pretty close to me. And then just, like, keeps on going.
He is something else. He is something else. Have you read about, like, his educational background? How he went to Yale, studied in Vietnam for, like, a few years.
He basically, where did he go? He, like, after he graduated, I kind of, like, stalk him. But he couldn't get a job. And since, like, he's, like, a Vanderbilt or whatever, he just, like, used his parents' money. And he went to, I think it was, like, Ghana or, like, someplace. And he just, like, filmed stuff, like, by himself.
I thought
and then,
it was
like,
Kosovo.
Was it? It was somewhere, like,
somewhere ridiculous. In the early 90s that went through some revolutionary turmoil.
Yeah.
And he just went and
And he filmed
shot
it
stuff.
All, and then he came back and, like, sold to CBS.
Yeah, he forged a media pass. Like, he, made, like,
yeah.
he just made one for himself.
Wow.
And just, like, to get by everything so that he could do his work. And, yeah, cool. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a different kind of so human amazing. Being. Because he's not a human being, obviously.
So, no, definitely not.
What's here?
Not, well, I think it's not so interesting. Well, I would live in Hawaii, I think. And
nice.
Just also travel. But, like, make documentaries, whatever I want about. It's just, you know, when you don't need to search for funding, it would be the best, you know, dream come true. And, like, just fun for other people who want to go and do the same stuff, and then do feature movies. Like, you have an idea, whatever. We have lots of money, you know. Gather cameras, people.
So you kind of, like, organize this whole,
yeah,
like guerrilla documentary operation,
so cool.
Right?
Can you imagine, like, you live in Hawaii? Okay, let's go to tomorrow to, I don't know, Jordan and film the guy. Let's go tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Bye.
Let's do whatever, right?
And that's the hardest part about making documentaries too, is just getting money to do it. Because you don't have, like, Columbia Pictures or Lionsgate, like, throwing millions of dollars behind you. Like, you gotta go to what, like Schlappadoo indie films to get you, like, $1,000.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's awesome, I got $1,000
to
do this.
No,
so,
that's the thing. That's why
to have unlimited
only 49,000 more before we can really get this off the ground. And at this rate, 10 years from now, we can have it up, guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is a long term project. 10 years from now. I'm a musician, and I've played the drums growing up. I haven't played for a while now, but played the drums, took piano lessons when I was younger. I would want to join a band and just, like, travel and just freaking rock out. I don't know what type of music we'd play.
Yes.
I could play, I feel like I could get in a band and play any type of music and be, like, totally satisfied. Like, it could be a country band and we're doing some boot stomping. It could be a punk band and I'll like grow my hair out, like not wear a shirt while I'm performing, just like some skinny dude on the drum, just like going